Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, Detroit Sunday morning community affairs program with news, information, commentary, interviews, music, and inspiration featuring the Sunday morning team. My name is Michael Van Tool. The show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Trillion Realty and the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. Oh, it's so great to be with you this morning. What an exciting day in Detroit. The Lions play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this afternoon at 3 p.m. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. And also just waiting for the Sunday morning team to join. The Sunday morning team includes, let me go down the list here, of course, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. I've been on the radio with for about 25 years now. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. And home care advocate, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, Christy Laster Andrews, evangelist, prophetess, songstress from Greater Pentecostal, Chaplain Stephen Caffey, minister and songwriter, and Minister Randall Smith, gospel artist and minister. So that's the team, and we'll welcome them as they come on. But we've got a lot for you this morning. And we're going to cover it all in the next, at least the next hour, maybe a little bit more. And then also today's program is brought to you by Cosine Productions and artist and playwright Dykema Matthews, featuring songs written and performed for this holiday season. Music by Jamel Butler. And, you know, it's a great set of music to listen to. We're going to be listening to part of that this morning. But the Sunday morning team is chiming in. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning. And good morning, Detroit, on this cold morning.
It sure is. And I didn't know that. I thought it was going to be warming up, but not this soon. Maybe next week. I know you've got the weather for
yes.
us in a few minutes, too. And so, you know, I got prize caller calling in this morning on our hotline. You know, I've been on the radio with this young lady for many, many years. I think about 25 years been on, and I hope I'm not waking her up this morning, but I'm gonna
yeah,
try.
Hello.
Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in here.
And the Sunday morning team is just chiming in. Kimberly Batchelor Davis is here. Missionary, it's so great to talk to you. And Happy New Year. I know it's kind of late. It's January 21st, but we're glad that you're able to jump on the line with us this morning. God bless you and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you
God
so much.
God bless, Missionary. God bless. It's great
Thank
to
you.
Hear your voice.
And I think the last time we I hung out with Missionary Humphrey, was at the Franklin Rice Spirit of Giving.
Yeah.
That was it. So it was last year, and, you know, we're just so excited about this year, too.
And Missionary was glamorous that night. She had heels on, and she had a beautiful outfit, and she was smiling. That was fun.
Yes. So, Missionary, go ahead.
I thank God for all of y'all calling this morning. But my problem is I got this one eye. But God is still in control. He brought
Amen.
Me for 95. I love him. I thank God for y'all continue to carry the message on, because you are good children of God. And I love you so much.
And somebody mentions you every Sunday. Every Sunday we're on. One of the team mentions you, talks about you, and that's why we're so glad that you're here. And I know you. I know you are. You don't go out. You're not going out in this cold, are you?
I don't know what. Boy, it's so much snow over here. Done packed all over here. I just thank God I got plenty of food and everything. And how it snow all over here. I don't know about y'all.
It's over here too.
It is. Mm-hmm. And let me welcome another young man, another one of your young preachers, Minister Randall Smith, gospel artist, minister. Good morning, Minister Smith. Missionary Hattie Humphrey is here on the line.
Good morning, everyone.
Minister Smith. Missionary's got more energy than you this morning. Where's the fire? Where's the passion, sir? Good morning.
I'm feeling mighty fine this morning. I'm on the Lord's side, feeling mighty fine.
That's what I'm talking about. You must be a lot of snow over by you, Minister Smith, Randall Smith.
I've been staying out of the way. I got to go out this morning.
you're going out early this morning, huh?
Yeah.
Well, y'all going to have church where?
Well, my buddy's church, he's restarting on Greenfield at Glory to Glory Temple Church.
Uh-huh.
I'm just over there for a season.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I'm trying to get through my treatment, and then I'm going forward.
That's right, Minister Smith, we're praying for you, Minister Smith. We know that you have those health challenges you're dealing with, but, you know, we're all praying for you. And let me tell you, Missionary Hattie Humphrey is a powerful prayer warrior.
Yeah.
I know she kept us here.
That's right.
Yeah, all these years. He's going to be all right. The Lord didn't bring him this far to leave him. You're still on the Lord's side, feeling mighty fine. You sound good, boy.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you.
Yes, Minister Smith, you got a lot. You got a lot on the agenda this year. You got a lot to do, but we're all with you here, including Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Humphrey. Missionary, thank you so much. I know it's hard to get up on a 5-degree morning. But we're glad that you're able to call in and talk to the Sunday morning team and the rest of Detroit. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Okay. Love all of y'all. May the Lord be with you. Take it with
you. Love you, too.
Thank you.
We're
going to
check
you
out the lunch pretty soon, Mom.
Yeah, it's so much snow over here, all over. It's a strange weather happening. But as we got God on our side, we're going to make it. And I'm very proud of every one of y'all. Keep the good work up. Keep me in your prayers.
Yes, we will.
Okay?
Yes, we will.
All right, Mom.
Great. That is Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. I thought I would surprise you guys and have her call in for the first time this year. Happy New Year to Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The home of Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Let me tell you something. We know, all of us know here, and many of you know that Missionary Humphrey has been a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit for many years. Some of the biggest congregations in town, some of the most powerful preachers in town started off when they were kids under missionary mm-hmm. Hattie Humphrey. I know for a fact. And she has been active in churches all over the Midwest, from here to St. Louis, Arkansas. And she's a spiritual advisor to many elected officials. That's how I got into politics, through missionary Hattie Humphrey. She's a resource to candidates running for public office. And I tell you, that annual banquet that we had, we would pack them in at the hotel banquet rooms like the St. Regis, the Marriott. And if you were running for governor, if you were running for mayor, if you were running for Congress, you had to come through missionary Hattie Humphrey's banquet in order to get any serious attention. And she may be an icon to the masses, but I could tell you what, if you know her closely, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. I called her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador years ago when we sent a message to Governor Granholm. And Governor Granholm mm-hmm. Sent a reply back to put into the souvenir booklet, and it said to Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, and it took off from there, and that became her title, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. So we're so glad that Missionary Hattie Humphrey has been a major part of this program, and that's how I started, and now I've been on the radio for like over 20-something years, so I'm looking forward to this year. And I'm talking to some guys, I'm talking to some outfits right now that's going to, so get your Zoom apps ready, because at some point this early this year, we're going to go video, and we're working okay. on it right now. So we're going to go video soon. Yes. So, all right, we're going to take a station break. When we come back, we've got the latest in news and weather and much more after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com.
Disappearing in front of me. Oh, I never made a covenant with you. No.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be
all right, we're back. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thanks for getting up with us, listening, clicking on. I'm here with the Sunday morning team, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Minister Randall Smith. In the news this morning, here we go. Fulton County, Georgia, District Attorney Fani Willis, who is leading the RICO criminal case against Donald Trump, has to appear in front of the judge overseeing the trial to answer questions about her affair with the lead prosecuting attorney, Nathan Wade, who has been overbilling the court after being selected by Willis to oversee the case. Records show Nathan Wade paid for trips with his credit card and sometimes billed the district attorney's office all 24 hours in a day for legal services. Okay, guys, wouldn't you know it? All this came to light by, wait for it, his wife, mm-hmm. Nathan Wade's wife, isn't that just, wow. Attorney Nathan Wade's wife is filing for divorce, and the wife is leading the fight to expose the affair. Mrs. Wade has the receipts for trips that the two lovers made to places like Miami and San Francisco. In responding to the divorce complaint, Fani Willis said in her filings that, well, Mr. and Mrs. Wade have been separated for 2 years, and of course the commissioner, Fulton County Commissioner, who's in charge of investigating her and this whole mess, is Republican, and he's leading mm-hmm. the government's investigation into Willis. So not only is he leading an investigation into Willis, the wife is also charging Willis, and all these sealed documents regarding the affair may be released soon. So I was wondering, Kimberly, How did this stuff come out? You know,
right.
I'm sure
right.
that Fani Willis, you know, she knew that this Donald Trump thing was big and she would not jeopardize it. But here comes, whew, Minister Smith, here comes the wife.
Yeah.
She exposed
mm-hmm.
it all. Oh, man. Today is
what?
The day the, somebody got something to say about this?
No. I was just going to chime in really quick, Michael.
Go right ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was just
going to say, this is the distraction because we
yes.
have serious charges pending. And I'm not yes. taking anything away from anyone that's having an affair because let's be honest, that is the wrong thing to do. But here's the thing. What is done in the dark will always come to light. The problem is it seems like everybody's doing something in the dirt and everybody's trying to cover up. You know, all this stuff. And
this sounds like an episode from one of those Tubi movies or something, don't it?
Yes,
I mean, haven't we seen this before? It
right.
is unbelievable. And then on top of that, it's in Atlanta. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I have seen this movie before. Haven't you, Minister Smith? I'm scared for you to make a comment because I don't know. You're going to come down hard on Fani Willis and Nathan Wade, the two of them, they ought to know better.
I'm just going to say it like this because lately God has had me on this thing about divorce.
I'm scared of you, man.
Yeah.
And God is angry at divorce and he's angry
mm-hmm.
at marriage. Now, men
mm-hmm.
are the leaders.
mm-hmm.
And we're messing up so bad and our health is failing.
Mm-hmm.
We're dying. Because we're not
yeah.
in the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to throw no bricks nowhere, but I even shared with a few brothers that I told them, including Mr. Van Tool, I said, look, God's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can take things for a joke if we want. I know a brother right now, we've been married for almost, 40 years, and he decided to go do something different. He's been sick.
Mm-hmm.
He's failing. And I told him, I said, brother, God is not playing with us. But then, of course, you know, we feel like we want to do what we want to do. I said, Lord, if you give me one more chance, I was doing everything right. Mm-hmm. But see, here, I'm going to mess this one up, Sister Kim. When you're not in the will of God and you take things up on yourself.
Say it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was mm-hmm. scared. I knew you was going to come out hard on this, you know. But see, people forget that these type of relationships affect other people, other things, your job. And
it's
look
like
what, look,
cancer.
Look
that's
what
right.
this is affecting. This is affecting mm-hmm. the case against Donald Trump. This is a big deal here because they could literally throw this case out of court. Because
mm-hmm.
of
Donald
all this.
Trump was already in trouble, and he's about it's stuff on him.
Yes, oh,
that
he's got
has
to
not.
Yeah,
it's
too.
Coming.
But this is gonna be a movie. I'm telling you, this is this is
it
like
won't be
gift.
One you want to go see.
And I know this is a mm-hmm. gift to the Republicans. They are so happy about this. That look what they stumbled on. And this little, mm-hmm. It was the divorce fight between, the wife was like, oh, no, we gonna put this all out.
mm-hmm.
I mean, she just threw a little hand grenade into the room.
It's a black
and just
situation.
Blew it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bad part it is, it's another black man that has
yes.
failed.
Yes.
Yes.
And, right.
Yeah.
Because he could lose his job. She could lose her mm-hmm. job. This is a
right.
mess. This is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Fannie Willis is going to have to go in front of the court, I think it's next week, to respond to all these accusations. This is a mess.
She's going to have to go to the welfare line because
right.
they're about to do him.
But remember, a few months ago, Trump's team came out and said that she wasn't a good person, that she was involved in all this stuff. They were dropping hints then. We know what you up to. When big cases like this happen, I always tell people, you have to be spotless. You can't
tighten
be
up
involved
your ship.
In
yes.
anything. Yeah, that's
yes.
right. You can't.
Yes.
She should have nipped that in the bud, or they should have called it quits for a minute.
A
again,
long
not trying to
time
give excuses.
Ago.
Right. So that you can do the work that you were supposed to do. But now you jeopardize that because of your personal connection to this prosecutor. Because technically, if they've been separated for 2 years, then they probably are on their way to divorce.
And we don't know how long this affair has been going on either.
Exactly.
You think a wife is not going to respond somehow? She might. The wife will wait until it's time to strike. Okay.
Right. And that's what she's doing.
A wife
that's
will
exactly
hang back and just chill
mm-hmm.
and watch and wait. And this wife
Listen.
Waited till the right time. She came
she
out swinging.
It.
She came out
and
swinging.
And if she's looking for money, guess what? He's got a big trial. He probably was getting ready to get a big payday, and it might have been an issue about money. And she was like, oh, you about to pay. I'm going to show you.
Yeah, but I mean, wives around the country are cheering Mrs. Wade on this morning. I tell you, they
you know
cheering.
What? Listen.
We
should not glory in other folks' failure. Let me drop this one on you. The Bible puts it this way:
that wife ain't gonna sit around and just let the stuff happen.
No,
but listen, sir.
But the Bible puts it like this: it's bad to fall into the hands of an angry God because God is judging all through this.
Well,
and that man,
they
at the head of this.
Into this. They put the fire.
He's about to fall hard.
They put themselves into this.
But I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna let you go on, Michael. Guys, if you've been paying attention, we started the end of the year or 2023 ended with allegations on P. Diddy. Those allegations have since caught fire. Since then, they have now captured TDJ. A bunch of other people, and it's like you just hear dominoes. And it's not just the entertainment industry, but we've been hearing things about politicians and sexual assault, philia, lots of different things. If you've been paying attention to the news, you see people go down, and you're like, this is a prominent person. What are they doing? Why are they involved in this?
Because God is not pleased.
Somebody that's better than it. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Dan, because God is not pleased, and he's exposing everybody. for what
we're living in the season of explosion. And if you don't want to get your business put out there, you better live right and do right.
Look, we're living in an age now. It's so much technology out here. Look, these cell phones, oh, my God.
Tablets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're picking up audio. You're picking up video. You can track people. It's so much going on. Wow.
Did you hear the audio conversation of the principal? He's somewhere in the Carolinas. He got caught on audio talking badly about the black folks. He's not against the Jews, but if one more Jewish person come and say something to him, he going to be for the other team. Oh, they got that all on audio. It's all over.
This stuff is being exposed left and right. Right. Wow. What a thing. Okay, let me move on. Today is the day.
Okay.
Detroit Lions versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Detroit Ford Field, 3 p.m. on NBC, local 4 in Detroit. Thousands of fans are down today. Some have already arrived, Minister Smith. They're waiting for you to tailgate before 8 this morning. In 5-degree weather. The Lions have reached the second round of the NFL playoffs, and for the first time, Detroiters are beginning to talk about the Super Bowl.
There's
27 states have selected Detroit Lions. Listen to this. 27 states, according to a recent national survey, 27 states have selected the Detroit Lions as America's team. They're going for, traditionally the Dallas Cowboys have claimed that title. But look what happens when you win. I tell you, people get on the bandwagon. So if the Lions win today, they will play the San Francisco 49ers with a spot in the Super Bowl. Three more games left. We're three games away from winning the Super Bowl. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And all I could say is if you're going downtown, if you're headed down there right now, if you're in your car – by the way, sometimes when I'm out, on my way to church in the morning, or if I'm out with the commissioner going to churches on Sunday mornings, I listen to the show in the car. So if people are heading downtown right now, be prepared, have patience. You're gonna be spending a lot of money heading downtown today, because the parking prices are out of this world. And
you got it, Ventura.
Listen, I heard some bars ran out of beer last Sunday at game. They ran out of beer. Minister Smith, one place doubled their beer order for today. From last Sunday. Isn't that something? I tell you.
That is. Make sure you bundle up, though.
Yes, make sure. What took you so long? Ron DeSantis finally realizes that Fox News is a cheerleader for Donald Trump. With his campaign on the edge of destruction, Ron DeSantis is complaining that Fox News fails to hold Trump accountable. Duh. DeSantis is polling third in the New Hampshire primary this week. He avoids talking about the inner turmoil in his campaign. He backed out of an interview this morning on CNN, and today, and most media outlets expect him to drop out of the presidential race soon. He's a train wreck waiting to happen. I really hope that Nikki Haley becomes the Republican. I know it's going to be hard to beat Trump, but I would rather have Nikki Haley be the Republican nominee. Yes, Minister Smith.
Trump going to get dropped out of it too, bro.
For some reason, let me just say this. I'm not a prophet like some of y'all, like Minister Smith.
Don't throw no grit.
Evangelist Christy Last. I'm not a prophetess, but somehow I believe Donald Trump he is not going to be on the ballot or not. He's not going to be the Republican nominee come this November. Somehow, I don't think he's going to be the. I don't know. You know, there's a lot. All I know, there's a lot that's going to happen this year. Wait for it. It's coming. There's a lot of stuff. This is going to be, you know, a very wild year. So we don't know what's going to happen this year. All I'm saying, you better
yes,
hang on to God's unchanging hand. That's all I can say.
Amen.
Look, that's right. Even I said it. We're going to have to hold on to God this year. Hold on to your seatbelts because we in for a ride. And if you ain't connected and hooked up and secured by God's word and his strength, it's like riding a roller coaster without no seatbelt. You know what's going to happen. You're going to get banged around and you can fall out. Okay. All right, let me one more news story here. In more shocking news, the rich are getting richer. According to a polling group, the five wealthiest people on Earth have become a whole lot richer since 2020. The five wealthiest people's net worth skyrocketed by 114% to $869 billion. Can you imagine that? Five people are worth $869 billion. If current trends continue, the report says we could see the world's first trillionaire very soon, maybe within 5 years. At the same time, nearly 5 billion people globally have entered poverty.
Wow.
So who are the five?
Statistic.
Yes, who are the five? Well, they're all white men. Number one, Elon Musk. And, you know, he's automotive. He owns Tesla, and he's into space rockets and cars. Number two, Bernard Arnault. He's a French luxury retail giant. You know, the French like a lot of fancy things, you know. His company, LVMH, puts him at number two in the world. Okay, okay. See, I don't know. Y'all know I'm not into all this designer stuff. I'm not, you know, I ain't in that group like you, Kimberly. I'm like, you know, I'm just
so
humble.
It's called I read.
There you go. Give it to him.
You know, I'm just a brother trying to make a living. I don't even know. Minister Smith, I'm not into all of this. Lala stuff,
whatever.
You know. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, is number three. Larry Ellison, Oracle Technology, he's number four. And Warren Buffett, an investor, he's at number five. But those five people are worth almost $900 billion. Wow.
What could $900 billion solve? We could solve world hunger. We could solve infrastructure issues.
Listen,
you know, there's so much that money. And this isn't anything against people having money. That's not the issue. It's what this guy said. You won't always have me with you, but you will always have the poor. So we are commanded as people of God that when we have do for others. It's just like, you know, when you were a kid and people said to you, you have responsibility and you've been blessed with this and you've been blessed with that. Now you got to turn around and do others. It's the same concept. We have to get out of this mindset. It's mine. We have to reach out and help other people.
Yes. And Minister Smith, you know, some of my poetry, not all of it, but some of my poetry is biblically based. You know, and so I wrote about this back in 2000. My poem is called "And the Poor." I said one day there will only be the rich and the poor, and the rich will increase their wealth, and the poor, well, there will always be the poor. See, I do use, Minister Smith, you didn't realize that some of my poems were biblically based. I mean, maybe not the...
I didn't even read the scripture, okay.
Whoa, oh!
That was aggressive.
Oh, shade
that was
this morning.
Yeah.
Shade. I'm not used to having shade like this from Minister Smith. You know, when he first got on the line, he was a little quiet, but since Hattie Missionary Humphrey was on, he kind of woke up. But
You see, let me explain, Sister Kim. You know, I made a statement last Sunday, and someone don't take nothing serious. I said simply this, that when we make commitments and we make prior, we have to keep them because God is a God of order. He's a God of commitment. He's a God of, basically, God of keeping your word. And so when we don't honor our word, my daddy told me, said, boy, when you don't keep your word, you're a liar. I said, wait a minute, what?
That's right.
I don't go
That's
on,
right.
And I don't go around calling nobody a liar, but we have to keep our commitment.
I don't know. I just felt a little shade there this morning.
I'm not throwing no shade anywhere. So now if you felt guilty, that must have been stepped on your safety because I didn't say nothing.
Let me read this poem about the poor because this fits in right now because they're talking about these five guys.
You see, you went in a different direction, didn't you?
I'm going in a different direction because these five men have combined wealth of about $900 billion. So one day there will only be the rich and the poor, and the rich will increase their wealth. And the poor, well, they will always be the poor, from cold-hearted hatred down deep to the core. New at 11, thief, chased from a store, said he was trying to feed a family of four. Too bad his old house burned down to the very last board. See, life, liberty, and justice always cost more. So what are you staring at the poor brother for? And if we all get to heaven, we'll see Mrs. Knight, her grocery cart pushed through revolving doors. White-collar workers avoid her place on the floor. Mrs. Knight could go no more. Oh, Lord, both of her legs are covered with sores. Her wedding vows from 1944 said life goes on for richer or poor. So what are you staring at Mrs. Knight for? And if we all get to heaven, we'll see Mr. Hines, trusted friend robbed him blind, flat on his back without a dime. Yep. They left him flat on his back without a dime. So it's the Salvation Army in the wintertime. He leans in the rot of the garbage bin, finds fruit inside the banana skins. You see, being poor pays for his father's sins. Poor old Mr. Hines, what could have been. I just thought I just had to read that because of this, all this wealth we're talking about. In the same article, it said let me go back to this article. It says 5 billion people over the past have entered poverty over the years. It's amazing. It's amazing. All right. I'm cold. I'm in my basement because I don't want to wake anybody up, you know, so I do the podcast in the basement. Base heater on down there. It's still, and I've got a blanket over me and everything. I mean, I'm like, you know, got my hoodie on. I mean, I should be warm right now, and it's still not. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what is going on?
Man, okay, so guys, I'm just saying, it was cold. I had to start it off that way.
I never heard her say that before. Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Keeping it real this morning. It's like, man, it's cold out here.
It's cold. Okay, so let me tell you. I'm looking out my window. It's sunny. The sun is out, but I see icicles. Yep. It's currently 15 degrees. However, it feels like it's 6. So if you're traveling downtown today for the Lions game, go Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Make sure you bundle up. Make sure you layer up. Frostbite can occur in less than 10 minutes. This is not the weather to play with. Today's high will be 25 degrees. We're looking at partly cloudy skies with a low of 14. Tomorrow, a snow to wintry mix will return. Our highs will increase up to 32 degrees with a low of 30. On Tuesday, A wintry mixed terrain will continue with our high at 36 and a low of 33. On Wednesday, rain showers with a high of 39 and a low of 36. On Thursday, more rain showers continue with a high of 41 and a low of 37. And on Friday, rain showers continue again with a high of 40 and a low of 33. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 40 and a low of 30. So we're making our way up, but we're going to have snow and rain intermixed in. So just make sure you carry your umbrella, stay layered up, and stay warm today. And that's the weather.
Don't be scared, Mike.
That's right. Don't be scared.
So there is relief coming.
There is relief coming. But, yes, this past week, ooh, it was a doozy. It was cold. Cold, cold, cold.
Wow. Well, thank you. So there is some hope for some relief coming soon. Wow. All right. I want to hear from you guys. Minister Smith, you've been throwing shade this morning. You are alert and lively. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
First of all, I want everybody to hear loud and clear. I don't throw no shade and I don't judge. We're going to pray for Brother Van too, and I don't know what that's about. However, at any rate, in this hour, like I said a second ago, I'm asking God to help me keep my commitment. I'm asking him to help me keep my, I guess I can use the word promises that I made. Because in this hour, we don't know when we're going to leave here. I'm not on that page. If I say something, I'm going to do it. And then everything else is going on. I've got a video about to be shot at this topic yesterday. Different people are still coming. That one song, Sister Kim, that one song that I recorded is still talking about it.
Amen. That's the power of God. When God opens the door, no man can close it.
It's a beautiful song.
You preach it. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And so we got another one coming out shortly. And I just told him, I said, y'all, I'm trying to rest and y'all won't let me. So then sooner than later, after I'll be purchasing my home, I'll be getting married. And,
I told you this was going to be a big year for you. There's a lot you got going on, you know, while we were talking to Miss Mary Humphrey. You got a lot going on this year. This is your year. This is it, 2024.
We got to get Mama and take her out to breakfast or lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you can add that into your schedule, Mr. Mantle.
Yes, sir.
We can take Mama out to breakfast or lunch. I'll pay for it.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I know
that
you.
Would be
I know.
Wonderful.
Since if you're not doing nothing, you come go with it.
I
would
love
would
to.
Be,
we have to work around my schedule.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, we know Kimberly. Kimberly, you got a schedule now.
I do.
Mean,
I'm sorry. You know.
Whew.
Oh, you moved on up in the world, huh?
They didn't tell you about Kimberly Batchelor Davis? Oh my goodness. You gotta take a number. She don't have time for this.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
we're
you.
Gonna pray for Brett Van too that the Lord really heal him and touch him, because I don't know.
And then when you call Kimberly, you have to find out if she see. That's when you know you at another level, when you have to find out if they're in town or not. That's the first thing you have to do with her, to find out if she's in town. After you find that out, then you gotta try to book, book an appointment with her, a scheduled time. Once you find out she's here, but that's what happens.
You mean that's sort of like how they have to do you? Oh, I'm sorry.
What's that?
Yeah, you know when people talk about you, Brother Smith, they usually talk about themselves.
Oh, what's they call it? The Donald Trump syndrome. When he talks about other people,
that's called Negro syndrome right there. You know what happens?
See what I'm talking about?
Some people will tell you
I wish call, some of the other I wish some of the other preachers would call in that's on the Sunday morning team, because
they're not talking in their church. They're trying to pray for y'all, up to you.
We got some other ministers on the Sunday morning team. I hope they would call in.
Not big on the church, bro. I'm giving a good church.
And help me out.
You know what? Jesus ain't gonna help you or not, bro. You too.
I don't see where all this is coming from. Okay, you finished.
I bet you don't.
Your segment finished. You finish your segment now, because
I quit. Hey, Sis Kim, listen. He goes around telling everybody, that's my spiritual advisor. I said, I quit.
I thought you told me you were my spiritual advisor. COVID.
See, that's another one right there, Sis Kim. He said, yeah, he's my spiritual advisor. I said, what do they drink?
You know, things was rough during COVID, so I asked Minister Smith to be my spiritual advisor. He told me yes. And now he bailed out on me.
Sis Kim, what Smith was it? It wasn't me.
Well, you know, I needed a spiritual advisor. You know, breaking news, I'm not perfect, Minister Smith. I do have one or two flaws.
Hold on, you got more, Sis Kim, now hear me clearly. More flaws than Newsweek, Time, Ebony, Debt. Debt ain't even out no more.
My producer is giving me the signal to move things along.
You ain't got
along.
No producer. Ain't nobody on it but you, man.
I said my producer is giving me the signal. Yes, thank
I have
you,
a,
Kimberly.
I have. You're welcome. So, thank you, Brother Smith. I have
thank
a
you, brother.
Article. It talks about the importance of taking a daily multivitamin, which improves their memory and slow cognitive aging by 2 years. The team from Mass General Brigham says their research confirms consistent and statistically benefits of a daily multivitamin versus a placebo for both memory and global cognition. The meta-analysis of three separate cognition studies provides strong and consistent evidence that taking a daily multivitamin containing more than 20 essential micronutrients helps prevent memory loss and slows down cognitive aging. Some of the participants took a daily multivitamin supplement while others took a placebo pill. They found that those taking the multivitamin had better global cognition and episodic memory than those taking the placebo, with the multivitamin slowing cognitive aging by 2 years. No impact on executive function or executive function was observed. Cognitive decline is among the top health concerns for most older adults, and a daily supplement of vitamins has the potential as an appealing and accessible approach to slow cognitive aging. And this was a study that was done through Mass General, and the author of the article is Chirag Vyas, a founding member of Mass General Brigham's healthcare system. So again, it is important that we take our vitamins, that we make sure that we're eating well, that we're resting, that we're exercising, that we are staying in the Word, the book, the Bible, and making sure that we know and understand what we are supposed to be doing each and every day.
Great, great. Is that it's a vitamin. I was going to say, let me get that pill.
Yes,
that's
a vitamin. It's just a daily. So you got to look at what is in your vitamin. And I know there's always confusion because people always want to say, give me a brand for a vitamin. And what this article is saying, you need at least 20 essential micronutrients. So you start looking for your vitamin B, your vitamin D, which vitamin D? For us that live in the Midwest, because we don't see the sun for a certain amount of months out of the year, we're always told we're vitamin D deficient. So you want to have something that has vitamins like that are necessary. And just compare who has more, whoever has the most, and if it's a brand that you can afford, that's what you go with.
great, Kimberly. That is, I do feel that they're going to find a cure for Alzheimer's and dementia. I really do. And it's going to come with, men are going to be living longer, humanity.
Yeah.
I think that's coming. I mean, there's going to be a limit. I think we're probably, because of technology and advances in medicine and all that, I'm not a prophet or anything like that, like some of the members on the Sunday morning team, but I grew up in the church and I know some scripture, maybe not as much as Minister Smith, but I know a little something, but I also believe. Okay, but I'm. But I do believe that men are going to live longer. I think, you know, it's probably going to be a little over 100 years. I think that's going to become the norm at some point once they deal with some of these diseases right now that's cutting our lives short, like COVID. You know, one thing too. I don't know if I said it last Sunday, but since COVID, whenever I catch a cold now or something, I notice it lingers a little longer. And I think many of us, we don't know the total effects of COVID, of what happened and what it did to our bodies. But I realize, and it could be because I'm getting a little older too. I think somebody told me the other day that I was getting older. When I had a birthday a couple weeks ago, but
my brother, you're getting on up your way.
Okay. I forget sometimes. I forget to use my discounts and coupons and stuff because you know they apparently I'm supposed to be like a senior citizen or something like that. They say I can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, and that you know, like when I go certain stores. Like Randazzo's on, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, it's like 50% off or something like that. I forget that I'm supposed to be, that I qualify, you know? I got to start taking advantage of that. Yeah. So I guess I am. If your company would like to join the list of companies that support the Michael Van Tool Show and the fact that we're going to go videos at some point this year, call 248-516-8300, Michigan Ocean, producers of this show, 248-516-8300. The prices are affordable, effective, and, you know, we, with the program and the associated pages, we're looking at over 10,000 contacts for the show. And that doesn't even include the Sunday morning team. When you guys share stuff, it goes out even more. I think like Latoya has over 10,000 contacts on her pages. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of you guys have more than one page. I got three pages. And you've got thousands of contacts on your pages, Kimberly. So, you know, that makes a difference when you're trying to sell advertising, when you're trying to get a sponsor. It makes a big difference. This portion of the program is sponsored by Trillion Realty, servicing the state of Michigan, your trusted partner in your home journey. At Trillion Realty, we understand that buying or selling your home is a monumental step. Our dedicated team is here to help guide you through every aspect of the home selling and home buying process, making it a smooth and exciting experience. With our years of expertise, we are committed to your satisfaction. We're here to navigate your journey with confidence. Principal Broker, Shantae Mosby, 313-566-3545, Trillion Realty. And Franklin Wright Settlements, with after-school enrichment programs, summer enrichment, annual college tour, early childhood development, the Teen Center, Youth Success Academy, so much. I'm so glad to be a part of it. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, also Missionary
absolutely.
Hattie Humphrey. I tell you, it's I'm glad to be a part of an organization that does something to help uplift people in Metro Detroit.
That's right.
Yes, very good. All right. Wow, it's been like an hour. It's been an hour. What, so much information, so much stuff we talked about. But one thing, the Detroit Lions playing this afternoon. And it'll be interesting to go back and listen to the show when during times like this, you know, because the past shows are all available on blogtalkradio.com. By the way, listeners, you can go on to blogtalkradio.com and you can click on and listen to any show going back. I don't know how far back, probably a few years. You can listen to the shows are all there. Might have to do some little researching and stuff, but if you go to blogtalkradio.com, you can listen to past versions, recordings of the show. They're all there. All right, I hadn't done this in a little bit, probably not this year, but Kimberly Batchelor Davis, give us an update on what you're doing, the podcasts, and your other multiple hats that you wear. Now, you know, I just wanted to get an update on that.
No problem. Thank you, Michael. So I'm going to have two book projects coming out this year. I'm super excited about it. I'm going to be featured in an anthology about reclaiming my crown. So that, look for that in the beginning part of 2024, probably February, March. And the podcast is gearing to kick off. Of course, we're going to be talking about mental health, physical fitness, how we can increase our lives, but really focusing in on how to elevate ourselves. My personal word for the year is elevate. Each year I give myself a word. And so with that, there are challenges to me, to the podcast, to all the different things that I do. Just looking forward to another successful year filled with health and family and success around business, and just really grateful to continue to be able to do the things that I love, being able to give a voice to those who do not have one, and being able to share experiences that are typically common with people that may not see them the same way. Meaning, we live a shared experience in life where many of us, you know, we want to have a safe place for our families. We want to be able to work, have a home, be educated, all those different things. But sometimes we allow things like money and titles, where we live, where we were born, who we are, to make us feel like other people don't want that. And so I provide a platform that allows for those common experiences to be seen in a different light, to hopefully move people past some of their prejudices or biases that they may have.
Great, great, because I know you always, and I know that's what makes you very busy now, because not only do you have to do your university requirements, your job there. You already have your own business. You already have your own podcast. All this stuff going on. So I understand that's what takes up your time. But you know what? We wouldn't have it any other way, would we? Because if we're not doing anything, that means nothing's happening.
That's right.
That's exactly what it means, yes. And let me just give a shout-out to Nurse Nikki. We are officially adding her to the Sunday morning team, and I know she's got – I don't know how many programs she is connected with on a Sunday morning, but I just know that I need to – kind of we have to fit her into her schedule, I'll put it that way, because the health and wellness is a good mix for our program. Minister Smith has been talking about healthy living all morning, and it's very important, you know, and the fact that he told me that I'm getting older, so I have to kind of make sure that my health is great too. So we appreciate Nurse Nikki. We're formally adding her to the Sunday morning team, and just we may have to schedule her in closer to 9 o'clock because I think she has some other commitments closer to 10. But I'm looking forward to having her regular segment every Sunday, just like the Sunday morning team, because it's very important, very helpful. So, Minister Smith, any plans for Super Bowl? Having a Super Bowl party today? What are you doing? I guess we haven't hit the Super Bowl yet, but at least NFL playoffs.
We're gonna pray for you really, really hard, Deacon Van Too.
Well, no, some churches have Super Bowl parties, minus the alcohol, like some of those other parties.
I was trying to answer the question. I'm not doing anything.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to rest because I got to go back to my other home, Carmelo's.
Oh, that's right. You got to do treatment and all that. And we're praying for you, brother. And take a moment, take a look at the game. For a few minutes, as you prepare. Kimberly, what are you doing for your family? You got a bunch of football fans there, don't you?
Yes, I do. We love our Lions, so we'll be gathered around the TV with the heat on, nice and warm, with a nice array of snacks, just cheering our team on. So,
yes, I think we may have pizza and salad from what I hear. At least that's what I'm pushing for. I haven't heard any responses or, the only one talking about it. I haven't heard anybody else mention about, whether they agree with me or not, or they have a different idea. So, but 3 o'clock is going to be here in a minute. It's going to be here very soon.
Yes,
so we can't, this is an early game this time. This is, it's not 8 o'clock in the evening. This one's early.
Is anybody inviting anybody over? I'm just asking, that's a wrap,
let me find out from what the other members of the family, because I'm the only one that was suggesting pizza and salad. I haven't heard anything else. Nobody has said anything, but as soon as there's confirmation of whatever type of celebration, I will let you know and send
let me know tomorrow or Tuesday.
and send my driver over to get you.
Brother Smith, you get style.
If you won't even have to drive, if we do have something going on, I'll definitely let you know and send the driver to come get you.
See, he's going to drop me off at somebody's house down the street, and I'm going to have to call my big ball head security. And have them niggas strapped. I wouldn't do that if I was you.
They said they were watching the Lions game, so it's the same thing.
No, not them. That's another Lions game. Sis Kim, this is what I have to do. That's why I almost wanted to stop passing, because I was going to start carrying and,
Don't do it.
Go Lions. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, Minister Smith.
Thank you.
Yeah, please accept that. And stay warm. Have a great day today. Thanks for being a part of the Sunday morning team.
Yeah, I'm gonna need an outfit, but we'll talk later.
All right. Have a great day, and go Lions. Okay.
Yeah,
y'all have a good day.
Okay.
And stay warm, guys.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.